Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Mad or Glad, Inner Sight, live around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And we start tonight, unfortunately, with a sad note. A child has passed away, a great, great child, Ollie Campbell. And we had the honor of having Ollie on our show with Tyree and the Campbells a few years back. And I believe, now that I'm remembering, I think Joe Arion directed that show. Yes. Joe met Ollie and loved him immediately. Ollie loved my dog. Ollie was a multiply disabled, developmental, blind, and couldn't really speak, but he could hear. He could hear. And his dad, Tyree, was one of the greatest people, is one of the greatest people that ever lived on this planet, and I'll tell you why. Because he fought for his son. He kept him out of the institution. He somehow got the help he needed. I don't know all the details. But the courts and the government tried to stop him from taking care of his son. And he fought and he won. And for the Ollie was 31 years old. And for the time that he had on this planet, he was happy and healthy and, you know, had physical problems that I'm sure that a lot of people weren't even aware of. So he passed last Friday, and our deepest condolences and our love to the family, Tyree and his girlfriend and the Campbells, and we will always remember Ollie because he was such a beautiful, beautiful person. I had him on the show, and Tyree would tell me, "Oh, he's smiling, Frank. He's smiling. He loves it. He loved the show. He hears everything, you know." And he loved my dog. And we just did a beautiful show. And here is a shining example, world. An example for everyone. An example that disabled people do not belong in institutions. Get the right help for them. I don't believe any disabled person belongs in an institution if the money were used properly and the right help. Ollie and Tyree and the Campbells are a astonishing example of that. And we'll never forget it, and we honor him, and we will continue to honor Ollie and the Campbell family. And when I get a chance to talk to Tyree, he's so tied up right now with the funeral, which is going to be in New York City. And, you know, with these stupid virus stuff, only 10 people are allowed to be there, which is ridiculous to me. But anyway, Ollie Campbell, a great, great human being, because he showed love. He had no hatred in him. And there's an example for the world to follow. A kid like that. All right. It's a mad that he passed, but it's a glad that he had his loved ones around him and took care of him and helped him. And he didn't have to be in a horrible institution being abused by people many of whom I hated in those places. So we're proud of Tyree and his girlfriend and all the rest of the friends who loved Ali, and we always will. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to call in, if we can get our engineer in here. 213-816-1650. I heard something very interesting on Fox News today. And something about how with these riots, how other governments planted people to come in and make Trump look bad. Now, I don't know how true this is, how if it's not true, I'm not saying. I'm saying that that's what Fox News reported, and they're saying that they investigated it. So, you know, everybody has to decide for themselves what's going on here, because you're never going to know the complete truth. All right? But I believe unless you get rid of the hatred, you're barking up the wrong tree. And, you know, to me, the greatest example of somebody who didn't believe in violence and was not a hater is the great Martin Luther King, who stood for every person, in my mind, every person who loved and cared about everybody. All right, so remember Dr. King and, you know, how he proceeded and didn't advocate violence. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Big East, around the world, and Tom Driven, New Jersey, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and a great, great person she is, has helped Inner Sight, has helped me, and has stood up for us. You know, we really appreciate that, and we look forward to having Joanne back on the program when all this stuff calms down. All right, around the world, Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, good friend to Inner Sight, 631-888-1186, right here on Long Island, Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. And if you call that office number, you will get the cell number so you can inquire about what's going on with the real estate. You know, if you're having trouble with your mortgage or whatever it is, Mr. Kennedy may have some good tips for you. So stay in touch with Kennedy if you want to know anything about housing and real estate and all that stuff. Around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, and he's at 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical. When he's able to do it, of course. Operates on donations. All the beautiful children of the world. And Ollie Campbell, of course. One of them who passed away Friday. Corey Foster, Vontae Oquindo, Little Tommy, to mention a few of them. We remember them. Honor all the children. Take care of them. Watch out for them. inner sight reminder, go an extra mile for a child. That's a good saying to remember. All right, what else we got? Around the world, inner sight, TurrellLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and GoodMojoPrinters.com, some of our friends. All right. What else we got? Around the world, inner sight, 95,000 listeners, I think, almost. 94 plus. We'll have to get the correct number. Mad or glad Monday? Anything you're mad about or glad about? You can call it in right here and, turn down your video, your audio, and all that, television, radio, whatever you got on. And try to avoid a speakerphone if you call in here. You get better reception, usually on the landline. All right. Inner sight. Mad or glad Monday. There's a lot to be glad about. Inner sight is still here. And, I think we safely say that we can set the example. And, for all these people out there who are haters, inner sight deals with all kinds of people. We don't judge people. We're not haters. And I think we could take an example from the animals with that. Especially the dogs. First of all, dogs are colorblind. So there's no color to them. Maybe that's one of the main facts that enables them not to be haters. I don't know. But judge a person by what they do, not by what they are. What John Denver wrote a line in a song like that, the hawk and the eagle. All that we can be and not what we are, he says. That's the way to live your life. All right, so inner sight reminds you, and inner sight tries all the time to set the example for people. And we are totally against violence, because violence can only make things worse and hurt innocent people. Happens all the time. I'm at a glad Monday. Inner sight. Now, we got a short week. We're going to take Thursday and Friday off, so we got tomorrow open mic. Wednesday, the show is the government and the agencies want us to depend on programs that don't work. And it's so true, and we'll have so many examples of that. You got to depend. You talk about Independence Day. They don't want us to be independent. Look at how the system operates. How can you be independent? We'll talk about that in detail on Wednesday, but that's the show Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday will be closed, and we'll be back a week from tonight with the Mad or Glad, all right? Inner sight. Around the world. By the way, the email, innersight@pmpmail.com. And I want to thank people for sending us. Most people send us email about internet stuff. We don't have the money for that. We do need volunteers to help. We need volunteers to help us raise money. But we don't have the money to pay someone to take care of the website. I wish we did. So just so you know, all those emails that I get, if anybody who sends them is listening, the reason I don't answer them is because we don't have the money for that. To try to make the website look better. We'd love it to look better and act and be better, you know. We don't have the funds. But we're working on it. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and, you know, anything you're mad about, there aren't too many outlets that people can go to or call and be mad about something and voice it. I don't know of too many at all. I know this show. I don't know of any other show for the disabled that allows people to do that, especially if they're sponsored by the state. You know, you call up and you criticize the state and so on and so forth. Speaking of which, I left a voicemail today for the governor of New York, Cuomo. I don't know if he'll get it or he'll hear it or what. You know, you don't know anything. But when they tell you the different ways that you can reach the governor, one of them is they tell you go to the governor's website. Well, we did that. And all we got back was a thank you letter. You know, I'm not able to thank the governor because he hasn't done anything. He hasn't responded to what we said. He said if he's going to do anything about it or what. Let's see what happens, if anything, with the voicemail we left. I don't expect anything from politicians. I'll be very honest with you. I mean, if they would just listen to us, would be nice. You know. The idea that we have to help people, not only the disabled, but all people, you know, to reduce the taxes, get the agencies involved in raising the money, get the money into the hands of the people who need the services. That's the way to do it. Do you realize now that if the money for the disabled and the elderly were in the reach of the people, that people wouldn't have half the problems that they're having now? How many people now can't pay their rent? You know? If that money was there, well, how many people are stuck in a nursing home? If the money was there to get them out, they wouldn't be stuck in there, would they? Obviously. So, how many people are going to be homeless now because of this ridiculous virus and they're not able to pay their bills.
Right.
And the rent, and so on and so forth. So, it's an example. You know, people who work, at least they have somewhat of an advantage because they can get unemployment. Millions of disabled people can't work because of there's no accessibility for that work to get a job, and because the agencies that you have to go and fight with and argue with, by the time you do that and to get the equipment you need, you lose the damn job.
That happened to me.
Yeah. So it happens to millions. So that's the situation. That's why the system does not work. the way it is. It works for the people who earn all these salaries and work for these agencies. For them it works, sure. Because they sit back and push papers and live off of us, and the government keeps putting money in.
Yeah.
And we have to go fight with them to get the simplest thing. All right, welcome, engineer, co-host, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can hardly hear you.
Well, I switched to from the speaker to the regular cell because the other phones are not charged in the house. So.
Oh, I can hardly. You're all distorted over there.
Would you like me to be with the regular? Hold on.
Maybe get closer to the phone. I don't know what. Hardly hear you. All right, inner sight.
Is that better?
I don't know.
Well, I'm talking. Is it better?
Do the Able News, and we'll find out.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the community for the past 29 years. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format, the input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personal page that boasts marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, inner sight. Man, a glad Monday. Don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. You'll see a couple of them up there. And help us make a difference. Because you wouldn't want to wind up in a nursing home. Nobody should be in a nursing home. You wouldn't want to wind up needing a guide dog and being refused by an agency without any law to protect you.
That's right.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be without the protection of knowing what the traffic light says or being able to read the sign in the store window if you're trying to live your life. So sign
up.
Or
if you have allergies. And you can't read the box that you're trying to buy a product. And, you know, you could die from, you know, eating the product. I mean, these are very, very pertinent issues, and people don't realize
it. Yeah, you can't read the label.
That's right. I know for a fact. It's happened to me.
I mean, what are they going to do? They're gonna blame us. Let's say... they want you to bring this phone with you and aim
it. Yeah, I remember that.
At the item, and supposedly this phone is gonna read this item. All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Supposing you forget the phone.
Don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, then it's our fault that we can't read it.
Or remember the time that woman who was in the nursing home that was thrown in the nursing home because she could not, read something and they thought she attempted suicide? Remember that time?
No. When did that happen?
Yeah, she... No, remember it was a woman that we tried to get out. And for some reason, we couldn't get her out. I don't exactly remember the circumstances.
I don't remember that either.
But,
I don't know what you're talking about. First time I ever heard of something like that.
I remember. Yeah, no, I do remember sort of what had gone on. But she was, we couldn't actually, you know, with her, she was like, it was impossible. You know, she had said a medication bottle. And boy, oh boy, did she, you know, get all,
she could not.
Oh, you're talking about the blind woman.
Yes.
If I'm remembering right,
yes.
The blind woman who
right.
who purchased the wrong bottle or something.
Yeah, something.
And
like
went
that.
Home and took
that's
it, just, and they thought she was
yes.
trying to kill herself.
That's right.
I didn't know she wound up in a nursing home. Though. I don't know about that part of it.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah, she did. And
I
they.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, she did. I believe. Yeah. And
I don't
I
think
remember
I ever. I have a. I don't think I ever
Matter,
talked to the lady.
No.
I heard it on the. On the news. I think.
Yeah. Well, no,
but
I thought we were gonna try and get in touch with her. We were trying to, at least.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
I remember the story.
Yeah, I remember the story, too.
She
but
purchased the wrong...
That.
Somebody read it to her wrong or something.
Yeah, or something... But see,
yeah, well,
to depend on something like that is crazy. I mean, for
well,
real.
Crazy.
You have to
it's dangerous.
Depend on another... It's very
deadly.
Dangerous. You have to... Right, it is deadly. Forget about
yeah.
crazy. It is. And you have to depend on another person. This is craziness. I mean, to make you have to depend on another person is absolutely.
Well, that's what the government
insane.
Thinks of us.
That
I mean,
is
look how they treat us.
Thinks. Oh, shit.
You know?
Don't even go there. I mean, you know, I mean, it's
pretty
craziness.
Obvious.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, a glad Monday. Anything going on with the phones?
Let me look. There were calls when I came in. Let me check. I had, like I said, I had trouble with my phone. So yeah, we have a, what do you call? Oh goodness, Maureen, on the nursing home avenue. Our usual.
All right. We have a call from
okay.
Queens, New York, with Maureen.
Yes.
So let's take that
okay.
on Inner Sight live.
Okay. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Hi, David, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. Well, I have a mad, of course, because my mom is still in the nursing home and haven't seen her. It'll on July 10th, it will be 4 months. Well, I got
wow.
a real good call today because they were supposed to have a meeting tomorrow for the families, and now because
right.
of some tech issue, it's put off to July 9th. I don't think that's a tech issue, but whatever. So it'll be 2 months then. I mean, 4 months then that I haven't seen my poor mom. So I look
yeah.
at it this way. Either we're going to die of the COVID or a broken heart. That's our two
yeah,
choices.
Yeah, I was talking about it earlier, you and I.
Yeah, no, I was talking to Suzanne. But this is just
yeah.
horrible. Horrible, horrible. And you never even hear them mention anything about what phase nursing homes will be opened in, what the protocol is going to be. A reporter asked my friend today, the governor, where are you better off, in the nursing home or at home? So he said, in the nursing home, because you're going to be tested once a week. At home, you're not going to be tested. Well, of course, he'll save his little butt because he's the one that put the patients in the nursing homes in the first place who had the virus from the hospital. So now he's going to, you know, prolong this and look like Mr. Nice Guy, like he's, you know, taking all kinds of precautions. We wouldn't have to take all these precautions if that hadn't been done in the first place back in March, you know?
Oh, I'll
just,
tell you.
I was talking
to
the head
hospital,
social worker today in my mom's nursing home. They lost several people. She said they didn't do as bad as other places, and they lost some staff members also. So, you know, I just want to get my mom home, because even if, God forbid, she did get it again, at least we would be together, suffering through whatever together, instead of being apart like this.
Yeah.
You know, this has just been horrid. Mm-hmm. So, I know Suzanne knows what I'm going through, too. It's just been unbearable. You know, unbearable. And we open pallets and we open all kinds of crap like that, but I'm sorry, Suzanne.
You got a
no,
promise.
I
hold on. You
okay.
got a promise
sorry.
of some help today?
Yes, I did, from the outreach from the church. they think that, you know, they could possibly help us. And, you know, if I get an apartment, they could possibly help us with stuff. Yeah. And then,
I think we should get a letter from them that they'll do it.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See if they'll give you a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them we want to use it to try to get the rest of the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that again, Frank. What did you say, Frank? Say it again. I'm sorry.
No, I said, see if you can get a letter from this church saying that they'll give you a month's rent and a month's security, because we can use it to try to get other people to donate.
Yeah.
I would call them back and ask them, you know, could you... Can you please send me a letter that you can do this?
Okay.
You know?
I'll do that tomorrow. Yeah. I'll call him back. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then we'll... the main thing is you got to find a place.
Well, that's what I told her. Yeah.
Mm. That's what I have to do.
Her to fit in and have accessibility. And also, now this is the hardest part, you might need 2/8. That's the only thing that they might really, really, really give you problems.
What is it?
Might give you problems with. That's the only thing.
With what? I didn't hear, Susan.
We can hardly hear you.
What did she say? I can't hear her with the phone.
Hold on.
Get closer to the phone.
I was.
You know what she said? Thank you.
What? Can you hear me now?
No.
Yeah, that's better.
I can hardly hear you.
That is better? Is that better?
Yeah, a bit better.
A bit better?
So what did you say? They might have trouble giving me what did you say?
With the home health aid.
Oh, the home health aid.
With the home health aid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well,
that's
I'm
your
still
problem.
Dealing.
Well, we're going to fight them on that if it comes down to that.
Yeah, I know.
That's for damn sure.
Well, I'm still feeling, I still was talking to Sydney today because she's still trying to explain to me what, and then I talked to the lady at Westchester because they're supposed to actually, Sydney, find me an apartment, the lady in Westchester said. They're supposed to find people apartments. That's what the lady from the Westchester place said about Sydney. But
you
Sydney
tried to
hadn't
call
done
them
that
and they,
in the 3 years.
The voicemail was filled up, right?
Oh, she called me back then, that lady. She called me back after
all right.
that.
So what'd she say about finding
a
place?
I spoke to her. I'm sorry, Frank, say again.
What did she say about finding you a place?
She said Sydney is supposed to do that. The group Sydney, they're supposed to be finding housing for people. That's what the lady at the Westchester place told me.
They're passing the buck back and forth. How nice.
Of course. Yeah. That's it. That's that merry-go-round you get on and you never get off. That's how it's been, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nothing. No, Frank. But listen.
Yeah.
What happened with me, I have two problems. My, my husband's Nana is not doing well in the nursing home right now. She is very close to...
What do you expect in that place?
Yeah, she's ready to expire. She's 97, and she's not really doing well. She's not drinking, she's not eating, and she's unconscious now. So...
Sorry to hear that.
That's one thing last Christmas she had was this past Christmas, and I just saw the other night, very bizarre, I don't know why, I looked at it and go, oh, wow, that might be the last Christmas, I don't know, and then this happened, so sad that I said that, and it. I just was like, I regret it that I said that, but I was like, I don't know. Something told me to look at those pictures. And now I can't even, I don't even have the way of getting there, seeing her or anything. Cause I'm not healthy. If I go there the way I'm feeling lately, I'm really upset. I can't. I mean, I don't sound upset because I'm trying to keep composure. I mean, it just. I mean, yesterday I was crying my eyes out, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's me too. That's how I've been the past few weeks. Just, you know.
Yeah. And now it's so weird. I cry my eyes out crazy, and then I get numb for a bit. And then I cry my eyes out crazy for my mom, you know, and how she's, you know, her senility and her dementia is getting worse. And how she just, you know, when he asked her all those questions, she just was totally not with it. I want her to get, you know, better care, but I don't know how I'm going to get her a place to live. My aunt is fighting me on it, in a sense, because I'll tell you, she is fighting me because the situation of, you know, she's worried about safety, mostly safety. Meaning that will she have an aide be there all the time, you know, because she knows what happened to her before, and nobody there to feed her, nobody there to clean her, nobody, and people walking out and things like that. Mm-hmm. She's worried about that. And it is a concern, I got to say, but you got to get the right person for the job.
Yeah.
You got to get the money, too.
And you got to get, you got to get the money, too. She's right about that. We got to get the money. So... that's another issue. So,
yeah.
And she needs 24-hour care. And that's the thing that we got to fight for hard, very hard.
Well, they use the money to keep people in captivity.
It is. That's correct.
Mm.
And this is what makes me not only, I don't know how to, I'm not mad. I'm more than mad, Frank. More than mad.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a word that's just so, so mad that it just makes you stop in your tracks and go, this is so unjust. I am so shocked. I'm so, not shocked, but it's like every part of my cells and my body stand on end from it. That's how I feel.
I mean, you know, people can be out all over the place. People can be out on the beach today. My friend's sister
and
her daughter and friend.
So
well, you can't tell this one. She's 22 years old. You can't tell her, no, you can't go to the beach. She's so selfish, that one. She has to have everything, my friend's niece. But, you know, and I can't see my poor mom, and you can't see. It's just ridiculous. And they're still out protesting, not just the black people. Now we have all different groups setting up places there.
No, a lot of people
with their
are protesting.
Causes.
All different,
and we can't
all
see our mothers.
People are protesting.
Right. Yeah. And we can't see our poor moms. This is not right. Something is wrong in this country. Definitely. Definitely. This is just unjust. It's communistic to a point, really. I mean, really, if we could
it's worse
this
than
maybe
communism.
From somebody
it's
in Washington, well, you cannot see your parents.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what
you talk over.
What kind of an accent that was, but
what did you say,
there's
Suzanne?
There's an echo in the line. I'm sorry. I said it's just pure hate. It's worse than communism.
It's what?
At pure evil, pure hate.
Yeah, I mean,
I
we should be allowed to, even if we have to dress in the full garb of gowns and protective gear. I'm willing to do that. If I could see my mom for an hour or two. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And wash my wheelchair when I get home. Yes, I'm willing.
Right. I mean, I'd be tested. I could wear the protective gear. It wouldn't bother me as long as I could see her. And she knows I'm okay. And I know she's okay.
Right.
But this is hell
the
past almost 4 months.
Well, if they did it for my guide dog, why can't they do it for a person?
That's right.
Mm. You know?
When my daughter was born.
Well, you know what bothers me, Frank? Everybody, I feel that for some reason we really need to get in touch with Governor Cuomo, and we really need a good email, because right now all the forms by which we can contact him with are all going to call centers and voicemails that call centers answer. He's not approachable by means
that I've been able to
get.
Yeah,
well, that's how these politicians, that's how they act.
Right, so we need a good phone number and a good email, a real email and a real phone number to be able to contact him with. Not an email. I would say a real phone number to call him with. Whoever has his real phone
if
number.
If he's setting up a situation where he's not aware of these calls, then that means he doesn't give a damn. Because nobody does that. You don't do that if you don't, unless you don't care.
Well, the
That's
fact that he puts
the only way we can do it is if we go to Albany and we protest right in front of him and let him see us.
Nah,
I swear,
I
mean,
that's how
you can't do that without an appointment. You don't even know if he'll be there. A waste of time.
The fact that he put people who had a deadly virus, and they didn't even know as much about it then as they do now. The fact that he put them in nursing homes with the most vulnerable people, the elderly, the sick.
Well, you see,
care.
You know what
they
it is.
Care.
I'm going to tell you. You know what happened. All these politicians, they go to these so-called big medical people, and the medical people give them the advice, and that's what they follow, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Now, how about? You know what makes I got a mad. Here's a mad right here. The doctors that went to medical school. Now follow this. Went to medical school. And became medical doctors, and then crossed over to be holistic doctors, are still medical doctors. They're still doctors of medicine, right? Now, why don't they listen to those doctors who are telling them there are other things that help, you know, the build the immune system, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's one doctor online that's saying that the mask doesn't do a damn thing. And he's right. It doesn't. You get a germ on you under the mask, forget it. You're going to get a virus. You know?
Yeah, because
they don't even listen
you
to
know
their
why?
Own people. They're
do you
prejudiced.
Know why the mask isn't going to do anything? Because people do this. They touch the surface has it for a long time, okay? Then they scratch the mask.
Yeah, sure.
And there you go, okay? Now, me, I don't touch my face.
That's why you got to fortify your immune system.
I wash my hands.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, like I dust my oxygen, do you know what I use? I put double, triple gloves on me, and I have a whole bunch of it. I hate using it, but I have to at times use the freaking hand sanitizer and freaking alcohol.
Yeah, well, make sure it's not
again.
Toxic. A lot of that hand sanitizer is very toxic.
I had somebody look at it, and my husband read it to make sure. It doesn't have the methanol in it. I made sure.
It doesn't have what?
Yeah. Methanol.
It doesn't have what on it?
Methanol.
What? And did you hear how much they're coming out with the vaccines and the remdesivir or whatever that drug is that they're looking into? Did you hear how much that's going to cost a vial? Like $500-something?
Other remdesivir? Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it's going to cost that treatment each day. So there's too much money in all this, you know. My voice is getting hoarse from sitting and laying by a fan all night, all day and all night. That's why I'm getting hoarse sounding.
You know why?
And I'm by a fan.
They make money on each COVID patient. You think that they're not?
Huh? Of course. There's a lot of money in this.
Sickness makes money.
Oh, I said that right now.
You know how much money? I want to find out how much money over the years they've made off of me. I want to know. I want to know. I really
do. Really sad.
Crazy.
Very sad.
All right, Matt, I'm glad.
And
we have any other callers on the line?
Hold on, let me check, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Matt, I'm glad.
Okay.
Yeah, Maureen, let me know about that apartment.
Yeah.
Let's make
them.
Let's make them do it.
Right. Exactly.
You know? If you want to make a call tomorrow, I'll be available.
Okay, yeah.
All right. All right, Inner Sight Live, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, sound off about what you're mad about, glad about, you know. And unbelievable how the politicians think for themselves. I tell you, that's one reason I gotta say I like Mr. Trump. He thinks for himself a lot of times. You know, he gets himself in trouble, but he thinks for himself. You know.
I'm sorry.
But all these other politicians, you know, they're taking the advice of the people, the medical people, who allowed all this to happen. If they're so great, why couldn't they stop a little virus? You know, the World Health Organization, the whole thing, who allowed this thing to spread. They couldn't even stop a little virus. And all these guys went to big medical schools and spent big money. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for their diploma. They could take it and wipe their ass with it, as far as I'm concerned. Because it
Can
doesn't
I say,
mean a damn thing.
I don't like any politician right now. I'm not voting for any politician, but I am voting. sorry, I am.
Well, voting is not till November, so.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen
between now and then. Yeah.
You know. All right, Inner Sight. Matt or Glad. Anybody on the line?
No, just us. And more
All right.
than listening.
All right, so let me remind you, television, Wednesday night, 8:30, channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night. And the last few shows we did, I believe two or three of them were on nursing homes. So they've been rerunning those, which is very,
yeah.
very timely.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Inner Sight, right on the target with that. 1997, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 1, 2, 3. Spirit Channel.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock Wednesday night. Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, a short week for us. Wednesday's show will be very interesting. The agencies and the government want us to depend on programs that don't work instead of being independent.
That's very true.
So many examples of that, and we'll talk about that some more. Again, our deepest condolences to the Campbell family.
Yeah.
Passing of Ollie, a great, great, beautiful kid who knew how to smile and knew how to show love, and the love that was shown to him by his dad and the Campbells. And greatly miss Ollie.
Yeah.
And send our deepest condolences. And we'll try to get, when things settle down, we'll definitely want to have Tyree on the program.
On the show, yeah.
To honor
definitely.
Ollie.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, Monday. You want to yell about something? Go ahead. Just keep it clean. You know, we don't want to get thrown up the air. How's about a tally? Can we get a tally? Tally Wally?
Yeah. Yeah. I can
get a tally.
Yeah. On what? The show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tally on the show. Listeners, how many?
Okay.
Listeners around the world on the Inner Sight program.
The poop. hold on. I just want it to come
right.
up properly.
If you can read it.
No, you know what? It keeps coming up. I'm sorry.
Well, how do you know if it's not right?
Because it logs in improperly. Okay. 94,375.
Is that the latest?
Yep.
94,375.
Yeah.
All right. We're headed for 95,000.
Oh, we had a good recent show. Let me see how much that was. Oops, I went off of it.
And,
it was like about 100.
Now that's
see.
A glad.
Yeah.
94,375.
Yeah.
That has jumped up a little bit.
On the 28th, we had 58 listens. On the 28th.
All right.
Yeah.
So people
like us.
Hear us and they like us. And I suspect that thousands of people agree with us.
Oh, yeah.
On what Inner Sight wants to do because, you know, we want to help everybody, not just the disabled. See, that's the difference between us and all these other groups. All these other groups concentrate on the disabled.
Yeah.
We reach out, and with what we want, it will help everyone.
Yeah.
You got to include everyone, otherwise you're singled out, and it doesn't help.
That's true.
It doesn't help. So our idea to get supervision of the money that's supposed to be there to help us, put it in a debit card. Make sure there's safety features built in. Give the person their own life and let them supervise the money.
Yeah.
And then you can lower the taxes because the agencies can raise
right.
a big part of the money, and they should.
Right.
There should be. I mean, what are they doing? They're not doing anything.
No.
Doing anything for people.
No.
They're taking all
they
that
are.
Money, big salaries, big buildings and all that, and they don't do a damn thing. And we have to struggle and fight every day. You heard an example of that earlier on the show where Maureen said that one organization said that they're responsible to find them a place, and the other one said, no, the other one's responsible. You see, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Now, that could go on for months and months and months, maybe years. Whereas if the money was in a fund for that place, there'd be no argument.
There'd be no question about it at all.
There's an example of what we're talking about right there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All these stupid rules that people don't even know half the time.
Yeah.
You know? They just say it because most of the time because they're afraid. They're afraid to do the wrong thing. So they cop out and they won't help the person in need. How many times does that happen?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Because they're controlled by the state. If they do the wrong thing, boom. There goes their job or the money or whatever it is. When people control people, there's all kinds of repercussions that are going on behind the scenes, too, that we don't know about. And as we said earlier, there's a lot of haters in these organizations. Don't think there isn't.
Oh, yeah.
But there are. I believe it.
I know it.
All right, Inner Sight, hope you're not a hater, but if you are, you can call anyway. Just keep it clean. 213-816-1650. We're not afraid to take calls from haters.
Yes.
You know, we're not afraid of anything because we know what has to be done.
Oh, yeah.
See, the politicians are afraid of change, especially the older ones.
Yeah.
They're afraid of all this stuff. Oh, what am I going to do? You know, we can't do that. How are we going to give all this money to these people and let the agencies come in and do this? And you know, they're afraid. They're afraid of change.
Yeah.
They really are. But that should be no excuse.
Right.
What did Roosevelt say? Well, you have nothing to fear but fear itself.
The fear itself. That's true.
That was Roosevelt. I believed in him.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Remind you, around the world. Yeah. And we are determined, you know, if we reach out to these politicians and they don't respond, it just goes to prove that what we say is true. If they do respond, then maybe a miracle will take place. So either way,
right,
we get something out of it.
Right.
And we're going to keep on.
Right.
Until we crack this nut.
Yeah, definitely is a nut.
Get me a good nut cracker.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Mad or Glad Monday. What do I hear in the news? Oh, man. Some of the news stories, a lot of the sports figures now are speaking out about the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Football.
All of it.
One guy said he won't play because he believes it's not safe enough. Another guy from the Cincinnati, pitcher from Cincinnati, said that he can't wait to get out there and pitch.
Nah.
You know? So you have all kinds of opinion by people.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody has a different idea. And, You gotta weigh everything, and then you gotta decide what you believe is true and what isn't true. That's the only way to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't know what goes on behind the scenes, behind closed doors.
That's right.
You don't know that.
No.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, 94,375. Hey, everybody, send us $5, man. Come on, one time.
Right.
One-time deal. You wanna change the way things are done? Send us $5. Go to the GoFundMe.
Right.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. The phone number 631-224-3090. Don't forget, take your oil of oregano. Apple cider vinegar, two things that'll keep you safe from the virus, any virus.
Yeah.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. And once again, our deepest condolences to the Campbells.
Yeah.
For the passing of Ali, great, great kid. I love him. We had so much fun on the show
okay.
a few years ago. I'm so happy that we... We're able to do that.
Right? Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.